Guys, this is me. My name's Tom Henry. As I said, I'm not going to get in the way of myself. Yeah, look at the silhouette. That's a good-looking chap, isn't it? Now, this is actually a picture of me in the future. No braces. A bit of Photoshop there. I like it. Well, not long to go. So, what was I going to say? Well, I'm very happy to be here. When I said to my boss, can I go to the project conference? First thing he said is no. I'm like, oh, come on, I want to go to California. He says, right, if you can speak at the project conference, you can go. So I put this together. I hope you enjoy it. Don't worry, I practiced it on my girlfriend last week. She slept beautifully. I haven't seen any people nodding off yet, but I'll catch you. Bang! I'll wake you up. The wave will come crashing down. Okay, so, yeah, I've implemented Project Server, Project Online, all that kind of stuff, Microsoft Project. My primary role at EPMA is a trainer, so I do quite a lot of training. Don't do much of this. This is actually the only presentation I've ever done. But I do a lot of training. So I've implemented Project Server 2010, 2013, blah, blah, blah. How boring, right? This is my blog. Everything that I've covered, will cover, is on that blog in this session. There's actually one that ties it all together called Wave Planning. So check that out. I'm on Twitter. If you can all tweet right now, I'd be very grateful. Probably not, right? I'm on LinkedIn, if you want to acquire my services. So, a little bit about me, because I am actually from England, but I moved to Houston 2 years ago for the job, and for a lovely lady as well, but for the job mainly. Don't tell her that. I'm actually from a small place in called Sherborne in Dorset. It's got a population of 9,500 people. Here's me, and in Sherborne. I was a bit fatter in those days. America's been good to me, actually. I've been, I'm working out. So in Sherborne, there's two castles. This is the old one, built in the 12th century, before America. It was actually bought by Sir Walter Raleigh in the 15th century. And he didn't like it much, so he built what he called the Coach House, which was Sherborne's new castle. It's actually got a big abbey. It's not a cathedral, it's an abbey, because it's a small town. It's not a city. In England, you have to have a cathedral, you've got to be a city, right? So it's a town, you get an abbey. I don't know, that's about all I know. There's my history, I had to read that. I used to be a choir boy in the abbey. That's not me. I didn't have any pictures. Terrible mother. So a little bit about EPMA. Third largest dedicated Microsoft Gold partner. We actually work with local universities. Largest dedicated EPM training and solutions center in the United States. By United States, I mean the world, obviously. That's America. America, come on! You're supposed to laugh at that. Oh, wasted. All right. This is some of our clients. Blah, blah, blah. If you don't see your name, shame on you. You will one day, hopefully, maybe next time. This is what we're going to do today. What is wave planning? Wave planning concept. Generic versus name resource. We're actually going to assign some resources. I'm going to show you a little bit of tips and tricks on how to assign resources in what I class as the most efficient way. Q&A, next steps. Any questions so far? Okay. If we're in Houston, they'll be saying, you don't sound like you're from South Texas, boy. You don't get so much hostility around here. I think it's a bit more eclectic. So, what is wave planning? I need a glass of water. Look at all that beautiful water. Where did I put that? There it is. Okay. So, it's a dynamic method of assigning resources. And it allows for uncertainty in the future, like we've already kind of discussed. So what we're going to use placeholders as opposed to real people for either distant future tasks or near future tasks. It's going to be subjective on what we're trying to achieve. But we're not going to go into our project schedule, do all of our task planning, say all the durations, whatnot, link it all together, put some hierarchy in there, and then start assigning resources to tasks going out maybe 2 years into the future. Who knows? They could be fired. They could have been moved around the organization. You don't know exactly who's going to do it. What you do know is the types of people that are going to do it, right? So in Microsoft Project and Project Server, we have the ability to create generic resources. I'm actually going to show you real quick. It takes about 2 minutes if you know what you're doing. I'm going to show you how to create a generic resource. We're going to then use that generic resource as a placeholder for future tasks. So generic resource, name resource. So generic resource is a placeholder. For example, project manager, electrical engineer, scaffolder, whatever. A name resource would be Tom Henry, John Smith. Make sense? Everybody understand that so far? I'm going to break it down, because I've been to a few sessions. I don't really understand it all, so I'm breaking it down from a training perspective. If you want me to move on, just tell me to shut up. Okay, so how does it work? So for near future tasks, say, for example, we're just planning out our project. We know it's going to start next week, and for the first, I don't know, few weeks of the project, we're going to go in and we're going to put some name resources. That's if it's starting next week. If we don't know that it's going to, if it's not going to start next week, if it's going to start next year, we could just put generic resources. That's up to you. You put generic or named for near future tasks. For distant future tasks, we're going to put the generic resources. When the time comes, we're actually going to go into the system and we're going to replace our generic resources for name resources. And you might think, well, what's the point of doing it in the first place? Well, actually, the system allows you to go onto the server, select your generic resource, and say, match. Give me a list of all the people that are project managers. I need three of them, in fact. You could do whatever you want. You say match, it'll say, here's a list of all your project managers. You can then, at that time, switch them out. Or you can say, I want this project manager as well, and then we'll add them to our team. So if you've built teams in Microsoft Project or Project Server before, that's kind of how that works. Now, at that time, you've got to decide, are you going to swap out this generic resource on the project team? So for example, if you swap out the project manager for the name resource, then every task that sees the name resource, the generic resource will have that name resource. So that might not be what you want, so you'd probably add them in addition to your generic resource. Okay, I'll show you how that works. Also, if we're halfway through phase one, stage one, whatever you want to call it, and we're thinking about stage two. We're kind of getting an idea of who's going to do it. We've been to some various people, asked a few questions. We know kind of what's going to go on. So we're going in and we're swapping out our resources and we're actually making changes to the project schedule. And we're actually identifying named resources. Now perhaps we don't actually want those named resources to know that they've been assigned work yet. And we all know if we use Microsoft Project Server, when we publish, it'll publish those assignments out and everyone will get an email saying you've been assigned work. You can control that. You can stop those assignments going out. So you can say, I want it just for my planning. So you can actually turn off publishing at a task level. Pretty cool. We can also baseline for selected tasks within our project schedules. Most people go into a baseline, project ribbon, set baseline, okay, never look at it again. What we're going to do, and it's an option for you, you may or may not like this, you can actually go into the schedule, select stage one tasks, and baseline selected tasks, just those. Perhaps we can baseline everything if we want, or maybe you just want to baseline stage one and stage two. You can do that. I'm going to show you how to do that as well. So the wave planning concept, kind of talked about it a little bit, but this graphic might help you to understand it a little bit more. Let me get out of the way for some of you. So we'll start at stage one. At this time, we might want name resources. Our project's about to start. If our project hasn't started yet, we might want generic resources there. That's up to you. When we get to stage two, we're going to go in. We're going to swap our generic resources for the name resources. Same as stage three. Same as stage four. And that's it. Simple as that. So who's got a question so far? I've got to make sure you're all awake. Give me a question. Okay. Okay. You've got a choice. Now, I would typically recommend to people that I train, I say just do it as a one individual project manager generic resource with the max units of, say, if we've got 10, 1,000% max units. You can then assign that particular one generic resource to many tasks within your project at an allocation rate of 10 times. So you could say, on one day, you could have a resource assigned to a task for 80 hours, right? That project manager could work on one task for 80 hours in one day. Obviously, you wouldn't want to do that, but you could, if that makes sense, okay? Or you could go in and say, I want PM1, PM2, PM3. I don't recommend it. It's confusing. Yeah, exactly. And obviously, with Project Server, we want this idea of many project managers managing different schedules, perhaps, you know, so that wouldn't really work because you've got PM1 on this task, a bit PM2 on this. Who's he thinking, right? He's not. Okay, yeah, thanks for the question. Another question?
Are you going to cover that, say you do have a generic PM at 300%, then you're only going to swap out on that, you only have one of the main resources, so you're going to decrement that generic to 200, are you sure to do that, and then what happens
to the I'll show you. I'm going to cover it, exactly, you're going to cover it towards the end of the plan. Question? Now, in all honesty, I don't really very often use team resources. You can, yeah. I don't really like them, in all honesty. But I'd have to get back to you about that, in all honesty. I don't use them. I don't like them, so I've never recommended to anyone to use them. They don't work very well, in my opinion. Okay?
Yes, does this imply you have a detailed schedule for stage 4 when you're in stage 1?
Maybe, maybe not. You know, if you want to have a detailed schedule, you have it. Otherwise, just put in placeholder tasks. I know I've got to do X, Y, Z, and that I block out that generic resource from not only your project, but from the portfolio, right? So we can get an idea.
What do you think about a resource plan instead of...
That's just opening up another can of worms there, which I don't really want to go down. Resource plans are not covered in this, unfortunately. You know, I can't cover everything. I've got an hour, and it's going quick. Resource plans kind of like you decide kind of high level what you're going to do. This is another way of doing it, you know, if you want to use a resource plan as well. Kind of an overkill, in my opinion, okay? Okay, I'm going to move on for questions. Keep them burning in the back of your head. Okay, why bother? Right, that's what you're thinking. Maybe, maybe. It's a realistic method of assigning resources. Now, whenever I'm talking to project managers in my daily job, they say to me, oh, what kind of detail should I go into on my tasks? What should I do? I tell them, make it reflect reality. This is a model of what's actually going to happen, okay? If you're going into way too much detail, nobody's going to follow that. The project schedule should reflect reality. So, at the moment, I've got a 2-year project example. I know what's going to go on for the next month. Max, right? I don't know much more than that. Who does? Can anybody say they know what's going on a month ahead? 100%? No. Nobody can. So let it reflect reality. Go in and say, yeah, I know these people are going to do this. Or if you do know exactly who's going to do these tasks on your project schedule, yeah, go for it. But if you don't, use placeholders. And when you do know, you'll be able to work with it a lot better. It'll be easier. You haven't got people bookmarked all over the place, or it'd be just an administrative nightmare. By assigning resources correctly, using these generic and names, swapping them out, it will help, okay? It will highlight availability of resources ahead of time. I've got a client of mine, and he went to his financial department, and they don't have a clue what's going on in their portfolio. They didn't have a clue what was going on. They wanted to know how much they're spending on resources for the next 3 years. I was like, I mean, come on, we're not really going to be able to do this very easily. It's not going to be realistic, but we'll have a good go at it. And we've got every single project manager, they've got like 30 project managers in their organization, and they've got every single one of them planning out their projects, future projects, 3 years in advance using generic resources. They're all doing it. They're all pulling from one central resource pool. They can see the overallocation of those resources across their portfolio. They know that they've only got 20 project managers and They're all assigned to work and they can't do it all, right? They know that they've got, I don't know, 100 engineers to work on all of the tasks within all the project schedules. So they've got that one generic resource with a 10,000% or whatever it is, and he's working on all these different tasks, and they can see in 1 year's time we're going to need more engineers if everything goes on plan, right? So you can think how scalable this is. It really can work. I've seen it work. It's difficult, and you've got to get all your project managers to do it. So you might have to bring me into your company and give them this talk. But it is doable. I've seen it, and it works nice. And their finance department loved it. Loved it. Okay. Here's my whale, Free Willy. I'm going to do a demonstration of all these things. Before I do that, I will open up the floor for more questions. Anybody? Yes? Okay, so I think the question you're asking is, if I assign a generic resource, turn publish off, so nobody knows what's going on. It would remember the allocation to the generic, because it will only update the assignments table when it's published, okay? So, yeah, that answer your question? Yep. Correct. Yep. I got it. So, yeah, I kind of thought of that, and I knew that this was going to be a question. So I'm actually going to give you some tips and tricks on how to assign resources properly, how to deal with these assignments. Because if your assignments aren't good, the whole plan is shot. Okay, so this is kind of like it has to be done before you can start way planning. So it's covered, which is why I need to get to it. Okay, so thanks for the question. Great question. And I'll continue with my demonstration. Let's get that water, a bit thirsty. Okay. So the first step, create your generic resources for your organization. Okay? Now, in order to do this, and for the resource matching to work, you're actually going to need to make a resource level custom field. It will actually allow you to have a whole list of all the roles within your organization. I don't have time to go into that now, and that's an administrative function. So that is a prerequisite of this. What we're going to do, we're going to create the generic resource on the server, okay? So this is just a Project Server 2013 environment. Nothing special about it at all, okay? I'm going to go to the resource center. I've actually already opened a tab to save the loading time. And I'm just going to click new in the resource center. It's going to allow me to create a new resource. I'm going to give it a display name. So I'm going to say this resource is going to be called Wave Project Manager. Okay? You could fill out all the rest of it. I don't have time to do that. What I'm going to do today is give it a rate, $60. I'm going to give it a role. This is the specific one, the resource role. I've called it res role. This will need to be created by your administrator. They will also need to turn on resource matching for that field. If we have time, if somebody needs to see that, I can show you that as well. But that'll be later if we have time, or you stay behind at the end. So I specify a resource role for this generic resource. Now, as it's a project manager, so we're going to take a genius to work out. We're going to give it the generic resource. I'm going to give the project manager generic resource the project manager role. So now in my organization, every project manager, so you probably can't see me there. Every project manager will have that role as tagged against their name as well. Okay? Okay, so that's done. I'm going to press save. Oh, I forgot something. Back to the resource center. Where's my project manager in the list? Lucky I made notes, I wasn't going to. I'm going to edit that project manager. Nope, Wave project manager. I'm actually going to deselect everybody. I'm going to select that Wave project manager. I'm going to edit that resource. So what I need to do is specify that it's a generic. Oh, I've already created it. I'd need to specify that it is a generic resource. So at that time, you would click generic. I've got a plan B here. I've already created one earlier. Okay, so three things for your generic resource. Give it a rate. Give it a res role or resource role, whatever you want to call that custom field that your administrator is going to create. And specify that that resource is generic. Okay. So the next thing we're going to do, we're going to come into our project schedule. And we're going to build a team from Enterprise. So for any of you that don't know much about this, in Project Server, there is something called an Enterprise Resource Pool. I can actually go to that Enterprise Resource Pool and pull down resources from the server. So everybody's stored in one place. All the generics are stored in one place. Therefore, we can see that utilization across our portfolio of projects. So I'm going to build a team from Enterprise. You can come here and just click on Build Team from Enterprise. I can see the people already on my project team. Now, project manager is the one I've already created ahead of time. The Wave project manager was the one I just messed up. So that's good, plan B. So I've got a project manager, I've got a machinist, and a mechanical engineer, and a welder. These are people that are going to be working on my project schedule. Okay, so I could come up to the server, find myself another generic resource. For example, I want the network administrator. I'm going to add him to my project team and press OK. Those resources are now available to be assigned. So, who can tell me how to assign resources in Project Server, or Microsoft Project, sorry? How do I assign resources? Anyone tell me? Details? You like the view and then the checkbox for the details, yep. Anyone else? How do you assign resources? Sorry, one person at a time? Like someone shout it out? In the task form, yep, that was the same one there, I think. The what, sorry? Team planner, that works as well, yep. Anyone else? Pick it from the drop-down menu, another way, quick and easy. Yep, works. Anybody else? Oh, that's the worst one, but yeah, you can do that. Yep, someone said that one already, but yep, you're right. That is actually the best way, in my opinion, if you want to get into detailed assignments, if. Okay. Perhaps you just want to quickly assign some resources, resource names column. That works. That's another great one. Oh, you're all going to be using it by the end of the day. All of you. Yep. And it carries through the assignments. I've got the same. Yeah. So that's another way that people don't know about very often. It's one of the ones I'm going to focus on today. I'm actually going to focus on two ways of assigning resources. Using the assign resources dialog found up there. And that split view task form that a lot of you mentioned as well. Okay. Those are the two ways of assigning resources. I would say to get into details, and to do it efficiently as well. Now, someone did say typing in names into the resource name. If you do that, it'll actually, depend on the settings of your Microsoft project, but by default, it'll just add that person to your resource pool. For example, I'm going to put Tom, actually, let's put T-O-M-A-S, Henry. They didn't know how to spell it. I don't know how to spell it. That person's now in my resource pool. Now I've got two Tom Henrys. View, resource sheet. He's still on my project team. I can still assign him to tasks just like anybody else. Avoid doing that. You can actually put a setting on so it'll prompt you in the project options dialog. You can do that. I'm going to delete that. Can I share it? Okay, real quick. So file, options. In the advanced tab, we see here, automatically add new resources and tasks. And that's checked by default on this project. And for all new projects, we can switch that off. I'd recommend you come in there and switch that off. Because not only are they added to your project team, they're free. I mean, come on, you don't want that. So I'm going to actually uncheck that right now. and for this project as well. So don't forget about that toggle there. Okay? So I'm actually going to delete Tomas Henry. He's gone. Okay, so that's one way to assign resources. Type the names in, done. Never do it again. Okay? You can see the difference now if I tried to type Tomas Henry now that I've deleted him. Is that the right name? How did I spell it before? There you go. It prompts me. It says, this person's not in your project team or your resource pool. Do you want to add them? I'm going to say no, but at least it prompted me this time. I'm going to delete that person out of there. Okay, so the first way I'm going to show you to assign resources is the assign resources dialog. People don't know about this one very much, but it's beautiful, and you'll all be using it by the end of the day or when you get back to your office. Okay, so I click on a task. I want to assign a task to task one. I'm going to click assign resources. This brings up the assign resources dialog. Now, for this task one, it's a four-day task. I want to find somebody available, and bearing in mind, we've got a very limited resource pool here, just for the sake of the demonstration. I want to so it's not as in-depth as we could get, okay? I want to find somebody available to work on that task full-time. Out of the box, it will look like this, the assigned resource. You can actually click this plus, and we can filter for somebody that is available to work on this task for the duration of the task. For example, I've clicked on the filter to expand that. Available to work. Okay? Now I can say I want somebody, it's 4 days, 8 hours, that is, I wrote it down earlier, 24 hours. So give me somebody that's available 24 hours. Huh. They all are. If you go for 25, did I do the math right? A lot of, okay, so they are available to work on that task for 24 hours. So I'm going to say, yep, good, I want Tom Henry to be assigned. So I click on Tom Henry and click assign. That would actually look at the utilization across my portfolio as well. If I'm assigned to another task and that task has been published, somebody said, yep, I definitely want Tom Henry to do this task. At the time I'm trying to assign him, it would say he's unavailable and he would not show up in the available to work 24 hours, okay? By using the assigned resources, I can see the cost of that assignment at this time. I could have actually specified the assignment units as well. Okay, let's assign some more resources. Well, I'm just to put a name resource. It's kind of going against what I've said. I'm going to assign to task one my project manager. So I'm actually going to click on task one. I can see that Tom Henry's assigned to it. I'm going to replace him using the assigned resources here. Replace. And it gives me the replace resource. I'm going to say project manager, because Tom Henry is a project manager. There we go. And we can see that now. Tom Henry is now assigned. And I can see that in the Gantt chart. I'm going to do a similar thing to task two and three. Now, the thing I like about the assign resources dialog, you can assign multiple people to multiple tasks very quickly and easily. So for task two, task three, I'm going to assign the network administrator. Just click on network administrator and press assign. Done. I could actually assign at the same time the mechanical engineer. Done. Not done. Now it's done. Okay, so that's one of the benefits of the assigned resources. We can assign multiple people to multiple tasks, and we can filter on their availability. Now, you might not take into consideration how important that is, but what's the most annoying thing that you come across as a project manager? Someone raise your hand. As if using this tool, what's the most annoying thing that you always come up against all the time? Yeah, I know that, yeah. But in terms of when just generically assigning resources, what do you hate most about your project? Oh, no, not even assigning resources. Your project schedule in general, what do you hate about Microsoft Project? Yeah. Exactly. Overallocation across your portfolio. Nobody knows what's going on. And what do we do? What do you do to overcome that? Yep. what I found a lot of people do is ignore it, right? They just say, oh, over allocation across the portfolio. I can see a lot of heads nodding, yeah. That's what we do as well. What does that even mean, you know? By using the assigned resources and filtering for an available resource, you're going to avoid that before it's even started. They're not going to be overallocated, especially not on your project. Maybe someone else is not using it properly, but at least you tried, right? You can only try. So use that filter. Do not assign resources that are not available because you get the red man and you have to deal with it in other ways. I call it the red man. It means overallocated resources. Okay, so that was phase one. I've assigned some generic resources to it. Phase two, the second method I want to show you, the task form. Now, this is the best place in Microsoft Project to, well, in fact, it's the only place in Microsoft Project to make detailed assignments on your project schedules, okay? To get there, we go into the View ribbon, and we check this little details checkbox. And we make sure that the task form says task form. You might want to make a note of this. So the details checkbox, task form. We come to the format ribbon, click in the task form, and select resources and predecessors. So if you're making notes, make a note of that, because sometimes out of the box it doesn't work like that. It should, but it doesn't. In that... Fixed units. Now, I was thinking about this the other night, actually. What is the best one to do? By task type, the gentleman means... Right here, we've got task type, and it's currently set to fixed duration. Which brings me to my next slide. Now you're good. Before we start getting into detailed assignments in Microsoft Project, we've got to understand assignment planning variables, I like to call them. So, in Microsoft Project, there's three things that change in an assignment. Okay? You've got the work, you've got the duration, and the assignment units. Okay? The work is the number of hours work on a task in terms of man hours. I'm going to sit here, I'm going to do 4 hours coding, then I'm going to go for some lunch and I'm going home. Right? That's man hours work. Then you've got the duration. How long is this task going to take? Well, I've got a lazy team that goes for lunch at 12 and doesn't come home. It's going to take me 2 weeks to do this task. In terms of duration, the time between the start date and the finish date of the task. That's the duration, not to be confused with work. In that week or 2 week period, you could have 1,000 hours work going on, or you could have 80 hours work going on, okay? Assignment units. When you're assigning resources to tasks, you can actually specify, of that resource's typical working day, how much work do I want them to do on this project, okay? On this project, on this task. How much work do I want them to do? So if they're an 8-hour resource, based on the standard calendar, and that is for America, so most of you will be familiar with that. If we assign someone at 50% units, they'll work 4 hours a day. And Microsoft Project will go in and calculate it, okay? So this is a nice little equation. The work is the duration, and that's the main thing we usually give in Microsoft Project. We'll go into our task, we'll say, here's the name of my task, here's the duration, and that's it. So the work is going to be calculated by the duration times, I mean, multiplied by, we're in America, multiplied by the assignment unit. So if you've assigned somebody a one-day task at 100%, it's going to calculate the work for us in Microsoft Project. And it's going to be calculated to 8 hours, I believe. If you assign someone a one-day task at 50% assignment units, how many hours? Taking it on, I like it. Okay, so that's the first equation. Duration, it's the amount of work in this task that we've got to do. You can actually specify how much work we want the task to do, not only duration. And we're going to divide it by the assignment units. That's going to give us the duration of the task. So if you've got a task that is 40 hours work, we're assigning somebody at 100% units, it's going to give us a duration of 5 days. Right, it's going to calculate that for us. And the last one, assignment units, is the work divided by the duration. So if you've got a 40-hour task in terms of work that's a 5-day duration, it's going to calculate your assignment units at 100%. Okay? If you've got a task that is 20 hours over a 5-day duration, it's going to calculate your assignment units to be 50%. Any questions on that? Yep. There's various ways, and to be honest, it's a big rabbit hole, and different ways, best methods. Now, I kind of think it's whatever you're used to. I always go for fixed units because that's what I've always done. Some people like fixed duration tasks. By fixed duration, it's like you go into a task, the duration will never change. You can change the work, it'll become over-allocated, or it'll become under-allocated, but the duration will never change. Now, I don't like that. Okay, I like it, I assign a task, it's going to give them everything to do. I can then adjust the duration, and the work's going to go up and down. That's kind of what I like to see, because most people in project don't adjust the work, they just adjust the duration. So that's why I recommend that.
Which I think can be
called
first problem.
It can.
And I guess what I would suggest is that see at least, very least, see both effort of work and
And have you seen a place where you can do that before?
Yes, all the time. When people got multiple tasks, including operational tasks, I can't really take over a person's whole day. And so I end up saying, listen, I need 8 hours of work every day. I need it over a 2 week period. And unless you're on the critical path, I'm not going to sit with you on Monday.
Right.
I'm going to go faster.
And that's sensible. Yeah. You know? I'm going to show you how to model that in Microsoft Project. Okay? That's what we're going to do now. Okay, so this is the task form. I've clicked on task 4 here, and I've got a plan of what I wanted to do here. So what you just said is you want the task duration to be X number of days, and you want to say, just do 8 hours within that 5 days, right? I've come to the task type, and I've changed it to fixed duration. I've already done that. I anticipated somebody asking that, okay? I'm going to come into here. I'm going to say, right, I'm going to need a project manager on that task. It's a fixed duration task. I've given it the duration. It's fixed duration. That's not going to change. I'm going to specify in here the number of hours of work over that week for this assignment, for this generic project manager. 8 hours. Maybe I want to give him 2 hours a day. I give him 10 hours. Okay? Press OK. And there you go. Yeah, if you want the units to be updated, it's kind of like you've got to come back into your project schedule. Let's undo what I just did, okay? If you want those units to be calculated for you, there is a way. You can come into here and insert, sorry? I'm going to insert the work column. Okay, so a lot of people don't do this because it's not there by default. It should be there, I agree. There's no change from 2010, I think, was there? Okay, so this is a kind of a beginner's course. You know, this is a beginner session, so I don't want to go down too many rabbit holes. That's okay. So before I assign a resource to my task 4 here, I'm actually going to say I've got a 5-day task, but it's only 10 hours work to get this task 4 done. Now when I assign a resource, project manager, I can just assign him. It is effort driven and it's fixed duration. I'm going to press OK. Units are calculated for me. Okay. Okay, next one. I want to assign a resource, and we can see I'm going to use my scroll to task here. Let me rearrange my screen slightly. Okay. I've got these two tasks here, task 5, task 6. They are both going on simultaneously. They're both happening at the same time. And I want to assign somebody, e.g. project manager, to work on both tasks at the same time, 50% on each. So this one project manager can come in here and say, yep, I'm going to do half my day on this task, half my day on this task, and I'm going to manage it myself. That's what we're kind of modeling here. He's going to do it himself. Okay, so for task 5, I'm going to come in here, I'm going to specify my project manager. I'm going to specify the units. Oops, there we go, too many clicks. It's fixed units. I'm going to press OK. We can see he's now doing 8 hours work on that 2-day task. Next one, task 6, same thing, project manager, units 50%. Press OK. He's not overallocated because he's managing his own time. Okay, he's doing 4 hours on one, 4 hours on other per day for 2 days. Make sense? Easy. Now, we're kind of running short on time, so I'm going to have to pace this up a little bit. So for phase 3, I'm going to come in here. I'm going to assign, who am I going to assign? Using the assign resource, well, I want to assign the same person, to speed this up, I want to assign the same person to all three of these tasks. Highlight all three tasks, resource, assign resources, and I'm going to say I want my project manager to work on all three, and my machinist to work on all three, and my welder to work on all three. Okay? Quick and easy. Phase 4, I want to assign to this task here, task 10, I'm going to assign my project manager. It's a 2-day task. I'm going to come in here. Now, as this one's a project manager on this task 10, he only needs to oversee. So I'm going to say, I just want him to work 10% units. Press OK. It's going to calculate the work, 1.6 hours. That's all he's doing over that 2-day period. Task 11, perhaps I'm going to assign the machinist. And I'm going to make him 50% units. For task 12, I'm going to assign the project manager resource, but I need 3 project managers to manage this project. This is the final thing. Perhaps all project managers are going to go to Microsoft Project Training. Okay? We've got 3 in the organization. I'm going to assign all 3. The first thing I'm going to do on this task 12, it's a 2-day class. I'm going to make it a fixed duration. That duration will not change under any circumstances. It's a 2-day task. Makes no difference. I'm going to assign my project manager. I'm going to fix the units at 300%. I'm going to press OK. In my organization, I've specified that I have 3 project managers. In my generic resource, at the server level, I said 300% for this project manager. So therefore, I can assign 300% units to one task. The work's been calculated to 48. Okay. For a 2-day task, we've got 48 hours work going on within there. Okay. So, I'm going to save my project schedule. I just like doing that as a caution. Okay, I'm going to come to the top, and I want to baseline just this phase 1. So all I want to baseline, just phase 1. To do that, I'm going to click on the project ribbon, set baseline. Sorry, I should start again. I've highlighted these selected tasks. Okay? Phase 1 only. I'm coming to the project ribbon, and I'm going to set my baseline for selected tasks, not for the whole project. Press OK. Good, it's done. To show you that, I actually created a very brief report the other day called EPMA Work. This was done straight out of the box amongst the project. It took me about 10 minutes. We can see now work versus baseline work. Let me remove this split down here. Work versus baseline work. So for phase one, I can see we're planning that we've got 64 hours work. Our baseline is 64 hours work. Phase two, the design phase, we've got 26 hours work in there, nothing in the baseline. And so on for the other ones, right? So that just brings that up on screen so you can see that. You can create reports like this real easy. Okay, I'm now ready to publish my project schedule. And as we all know, for those of us server users, when we publish our project schedule, this is going to go out to the assignments table, and it's going to say, right, these people are all allocated to Tom Henry's project. Okay, so if somebody else is using that same generic resource, that same project manager generic resource, on the same day that I am, I've maxed them out on this task 12. We've only got three. He's working full time on all three of them. They're all in training, right? Somebody else were to say, I need this project manager on this day at this time, they would become overallocated. That publish there was key, okay? So that is published the assignments for my generic resources. Okay, so we're ready to start our project now. We've planned it all out. We've got all of our generic resources. I'm going to come into task one here, and I'm going to find a named resource. So who have we got on here? We've got a project manager. Well, I need to find somebody to do that work. I'm going to come onto the resource ribbon. I'm going to build a team from Enterprise. Ignore this a second. Okay, I've got my project manager resource on the right-hand side. This is my project team. I need to find somebody that can do this work for me. Match. This gives me a list of everybody that is a project manager. This is the list of all my project managers. Who do I want? I could at this time choose Tom Henry and replace the project manager. That would replace him on every task where the project manager is assigned. I don't want that. I'm going to add him in addition to my generic resource. Okay? I'm going to press OK. I can now come into task one. Click on the Assign Resources, click on Project Manager, and then replace my Project Manager. Now, the reason I'm using the Assign Resources dialog is because it will carry through any assignment planning variables that we've made. So if I've said I want him to work 7 hours work over a 10-day duration, it will remember that. Okay? Don't just uncheck in the resource names column. Don't just uncheck Project Manager and check Tom Henry, because you'll lose that detailed planning that you made. So I'm going to specify that I want Tom Henry to replace my project manager on that task. It's done. And I'm going to go to the next one. I don't even have to close the dialog. I can just click on task two. Right, I've got these two people working on it. I'm going to need to find some name resources that are network admins and mechanical engineers. Okay, I'm going to have to go up to the server and find who's available. Okay, so network administrator, match. I've got Mary Calloway, that'll do. Add her, and James, perhaps. I've also got a welder. Let's find who else is a welder in my organization. Partiv, that'll do. You can. Let me show you what happens when I do, in fact. So I'm going to press OK for that. Now, I've got a network administrator assigned. I've got a machinist on these tasks here. This task here, various tasks in my project schedule, a machinist. If I was to build Team from Enterprise, select my machinist on the right-hand side, my generic resource, and replace that machinist. So I match to find an available machinist. Perhaps I'll use Lauren here. And replace, press OK. Across my entire project schedule, Lauren is now assigned. Now, I didn't want to do that. I only want to change the assignments in phase one. Okay, so you could, if you know that it's definitely, this is the only project manager we've got, we've hired one project manager for our company, yep, go for it. But I wouldn't recommend it if you've got more detailed planning to do and other assignments to make. Yep. Could you say that again, please? Okay, so if somebody's actually performed actual work on a task, you can't replace them. Okay, they would still be there because those actuals are still in the system. But you'd actually take out the remaining work for that resource and add an additional resource and give them some work, right? The actuals are kind of like protected, I suppose.
But can't you replace the remaining work?
I haven't really thought about that. Probably. Maybe not, actually. I don't think you can. Any other questions? Yeah. Okay. There you go. So I haven't tried that before, but even better, right? It does that for you. It's clever. Thanks, Gary. Okay, so, let's get back to it. So we've got Tom Henry, we've got a network administrator and a mechanical engineer on these two tasks. I want to replace both of these. Assign resources, replace the mechanical engineer. I need to name resources, I've got to go up to the server again. So I've got mechanical engineer and administrator. Let's match. Okay, so we'll use Marta and mechanical engineer, network administrator. What did this? Okay, I can now come into this task, assign resource, click on my network administrator, replace, and it's not giving me my named ones. Maybe I've got a filter. I need to uncheck the filter. Network administrator, replace. With James, there we go. And my mechanical engineer, I'm going to replace with Lauren. Okay, so we can see that. I've now got name resources on my phase one. So I'm going to, we can see we've got some over-allocation going on now, down here. I'm going to save my project schedule. Now, I'm ready to publish my project schedule. Tom Henry is assigned to this task four. That's me. Task one, sorry. When I publish, Tom Henry is going to get a notification saying, you've got work to do. Okay, so it's published. Now when I come to my timesheet, that's the music. Okay, so when I come to my timesheet, I should be able to click timesheet. I can now see task one in my timesheet. Okay? Now let's see how this publish selected tasks work. For the sake of time, I'm going to speed this up a little bit. Now, if I want to do some task planning, but I don't want them to know. So let's say we're in phase two now, and I want my project manager here, I want that to be Tom Henry, but I don't want him to know that he's doing that just yet. Like I said, we can publish selected tasks. So I'm going to click on task four. I'm going to click on the assign resources, and I'm going to click on my assigned project manager, and I'm going to replace it with, and down the list, Tom Henry. There we go. And I'm going to press close. Now, at the moment, if I was to publish, he would get a notification saying, you're working on task four in the next stage, in the next phase. I don't want that. So, what I need to do, I'm going to insert a column. So I'm going to click Add New Column, or you can right-click on any column and say Insert New Column. Published. I've inserted the Publish column. Now, you can see that they're all set to Yes. By default, they'll always be set to Yes. I'm going to say no to everything down here. So So I'm actually going to do a little trick here. I'm going to click on the top one, drag down to the bottom. I'm just going to do a Control D. It's going to say no publish for everything else. Okay? Rather than coming in, checking each one, and selecting the right one, just done. So now when I publish, I'm going to save first. Come on. And I'll publish. Tom Henry would not be notified. Okay? Oops. Now, a question we had, when you've got a generic resource assigned at 300%, for example, and you want to find people that can do that instead of that generic resource, how do we go about doing it? Okay? So that's kind of our wave. We can kind of get the idea of our wave and our rolling wave, how to do that. Let's come down to this last one here. We've got a project manager assigned at 300% units. I want to assign somebody to do that work. So I'm going to click Assign Resources. In fact, I'm going to use the task form for this one. So I can see those detailed assignments here. I can see there's 48 hours work. I've got my project manager assigned at 300% units. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to come in here and I'm just going to select Tom Henry, who is a project manager. I'm going to assign him. Watch what happens. He's assigned in addition. So what I really need to do is take the units for this one down. We're down to 32. Does that make sense? So you've kind of really got to come into here and make some logical decisions. Right? You needed 300. You can come in here and actually say who's doing it, the exact number of hours they're working. If he's actually not going to, at this time, I always recommend, if they're not going to be working full time, and you don't think so, if I change this, instead of 16, he's only going to do 10 hours work, I just save myself a whole load of dollars on my project schedule, right? Just by doing that. Okay, so I've been talking for an hour now. I wanted to open up for questions for the last 15 minutes, and I can come back to the demo, so it's kind of down to you now. So before I do that, let's do a bit of a recap on what we've done. So, at the first stage, we assigned, where's that little clicker thing? We assigned generic resources to all the tasks. We then came in, and we swapped out our generic resources for named resources, okay? We can publish selected tasks if you only want to see the publish it. We can baseline selected tasks. We don't have to baseline the whole project. We can publish selected tasks. These are all going to help us with our wave planning. It's going to give you, as a project manager, you have that control. As you go through your project schedule, when you're ready to publish those tasks, don't forget to make publish set to yes. Simple as that, really. Question?
Clarifying question. When you have a task with resources assigned to it and you set publish to no, the information does go to the reports database, it just doesn't go to the timesheet database. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. It's only the assignment.
It still needs the information from the reports database, mm-hmm. But the assignment doesn't appear from the timesheet.
Correct. When you set that publish yes or no, it's only adjusting what's published in terms of assignments, okay? In the project center view, you could see who's assigned, okay?
Or knowledge that's more beneficial
Yeah, that's kind of like a common thing that people ask for. You can go into Project Server and create a custom field and say, this is the skills that this guy has. And you could actually display those skills. You can't really rank that person by the skills that they have, though. So, no is the answer to that, unfortunately. Hi. Yeah, you can, but you can only really match on one.
Yeah, that's the problem.
No, you can filter. Yeah.
You can filter on it then.
Mm-hmm. All right, question? Mm-hmm. You could, yeah. I mean, is that my idea? I mean, it's kind of up to you whether you wanted to do that. I mean, if it depends on this. Okay. You wouldn't be able to unless you had the baseline for everything, right? For overall. But this is kind of like it's scalability. Okay, so if you've got a project that is 10 years long, you don't want to pace baseline stage 2 yet, because that's a year in 2 years' time, right? If it's all going on within 3 months, you just want to baseline the whole lot. But it's just an option that you could baseline selected tasks for those near future things. And then, obviously, when stage 2 comes along, and we've got a better idea of how long it's going to take, how badly stage 1 went, who's available, and all that kind of stuff, how much it's going to cost, then we could baseline 2. Does that make sense? It's going to be different for every organization, whether you would need to baseline the whole thing or just selected tasks. It's kind of like, do you want to take a staged approach or not? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you can roll it up, yeah. But what I'm saying is, if you've got stage 2 with no baseline, you wouldn't be able to compare stage 2 to its baseline. Because there is no base, in terms of variance and things like that.
I'm just saying, as you're rolling through this project, how do you see that overall? How do you report on all, if you're at stage 3, how do you report on all stages?
What would you want to know? Tell me what exactly, specifically, what do you want to know? I mean, you just run a report on the project. Whether or not it's got a baseline or not is gonna matter if you want to capture the variance on that one, on those stages. Oh, yes. Yes. No. Correct. So what it does, when you baseline, it takes like the duration, start, finish, cost, and puts into the baseline start, finish, cost, right? If you haven't baselined it, there's nothing there. It's a null value. Okay? Sorry, it took me a while to get there. Another question? I don't have to get the ball out to get questions out of you guys. There you go. You need a question. It's like the Texans always dropping the ball. Just kidding. So, nothing else? You want me to go over anything again? You've got 5 minutes extra break otherwise. Well, thanks very much for go for it. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So bear me 1 second. I just want to, before you all leave. Done that bit. These are the steps you need. Oops. Back. Remember your assignment planning variables when you're assigning tasks. Sorry, when you're assigning resources to tasks. Remember those variables. Use the task form if you want to get into detailed assignments. Don't assign someone 8 hours of work every day unless they're actually going to do 8 hours of work every day. Okay? Assign generics. If you don't know who's going to do it, don't add them. Add a generic resource. They'll appreciate it because they won't be bookmarked ahead of time. Don't forget to baseline. I say baseline selected tasks. Don't forget to baseline your whole project schedule. People do. Having that baseline is going to help you a lot. Okay? Use the match feature and publish selected tasks if you want. Use all or some of these tools in your job, and it will really help. So thank you all very much for attending. Thank you.